In this case, you can see the reverse of a gold solidus of the Emperor Justinian. The reverse is the back, or tails, side of the coin. It is considered to be the side of lesser honour. The figure at the centre of this face is ambiguous. Traditionally associated with Victoria, the Roman winged goddess of victory, some scholars have come to associate it with a Christian angel. The winged figure's appearance was a very traditional aspect of numismatic imagery dating back to the Hellenistic period in her Greek incarnation as Nike. The dress the figure wears, flaring out at the ankles, is also traditional for Roman depictions of Victoria. Some believe that the figure is an angel because, unlike older depictions of Victoria, this figure is said to be androgynous. The inscription reads, Victoria Avs CC A. Here, Victoria could be naming the goddess, or it could be referencing the victory of the emperor, who is indicated by Avs, meaning Augustus. The CC at the end is a hangover from older Roman coins, which used to date the coin by the number of times the emperor had been consul, but was by the 6th century redundant. The A indicates that the coin was made at the first workshop of the mint. The truth about the figure at the centre of the coin is that it was probably deliberately ambiguous, and interpretation depended on the viewer's own religious inclinations. This coin was produced at a time when the empire was still Christianising. Just because the emperor was Christian, it didn't necessarily mean that all of his subjects were. Like Justinian on the obverse of the coin type, the figure on the reverse holds a globus cruciger, symbolising the Christian world. Unlike Justinian, the winged figure holds it in their left hand. In their right hand, they hold a staff topped with a chiro. The chiro was originally the most used symbol of Christianity, not the cross. The chiro was formed by merging the first two letters of Christos, the chi and the ro. Moving from the chiro-dominated 4th century imagery into the 5th and 6th centuries, the chiro came increasingly to share the stage with the cross, and by the 7th century, the cross was completely dominant. Sometimes the figure on these coins does hold a cross-top staff, which is a demonstration of this shift. At the bottom of the coin is the word conob. This is in fact a contraction of the words Constantinopolis and Obritium, meaning the assay office of Constantinople. By this point in time, however, all gold coins said conob, regardless of where they were actually made, making this now redundant. The final two symbols are the star and the pellet, highlighted in black at the bottom right of the coin. These sort of symbols often appeared in the blank spaces of the coin, known to numismatists as the field. Nobody can agree whether these symbols had iconographic meaning, functional meaning, identifying an individual's work, or are simply pretty but otherwise meaningless decoration. We hope you have enjoyed this extended audio tour and have found this exhibition interesting and informative. As this is the first time the Barber has used an audio tour, we would very much like to hear your thoughts about it. Please either follow instructions on the webpage you downloaded the tour from, or complete a provided feedback sheet when you return the provided MP3 player to a member of security staff at the end of the Red Gallery. Thank you, and goodbye.